Blog Talk Radio.
Hi guys, it's Skip LaCour. Today is Thursday, June 18th, and today I want to talk about what you should do when you can't get yourself to do the things you know you need to do. It's a great question that I get asked all the time, and first of all, let me just tell you something. That is a high quality problem to have. When you know you need to do more, you need to get moving, and you can't just get yourself to do the things you know you need to do. And let me tell you why. I deal with so many men who aren't happy with their lives. Yet what they do is they found a comfort zone, a set of daily disciplines. They found structure that they can get themselves to do every single day. But it's not getting them where they want to go. And they find comfort in just doing the same old things all the time, setting them up and knocking them out, doing things, being motivated to do those things and not producing results. And they go months. And I'm telling you, even years without having that angst, that feeling of, you know, I need to do more things. I need to do different things. I need to step up and get out of my comfort zone. And so in the short term, they don't feel that pressure to, I got to do more. They don't feel it on a day-to-day basis. And then when they look back on their life, they realize they haven't done the things that they know that they should have done to have that quality of life. So if you're feeling that right now, that you need to do things and you just can't get yourself to do them, that is a high quality problem to have. That means that you're not satisfied with the quality of your life. And you have to remember a couple of things. Number one is you are not alone. I talk to men all over the world on a weekly basis, and we're all dealing with it. I'm dealing with this from time to time, all the time. So you're not alone. There's nothing wrong with you. Don't label yourself as lazy. What happens is, no matter what we've accomplished in the past, we all want to go to the higher level, and that's going to take a new higher level, a better version of ourselves, who's more aggressive, who's more creative, more determined, and it may take some lag time before you become that person. Keeping that pressure on yourself, dealing with that angst, is what helps you become that person. So you are not alone if you feel that way. What I try to do is I just connect to, why am I doing the things that I'm doing? Why must I get myself to take action when I don't know if it's going to pay off? And really, that's what it comes down to. When we can't get ourselves to do the things we know we should do, and we're sitting around feeling bad, it's usually because we don't think it'll pay off, or we're not convinced that it's going to pay off at the highest level. And that's another feeling that I want you to start feeling comfortable with, because we're all going through that. I don't care what you've accomplished in the past, that next level of achievement that you haven't been able to accomplish yet, you don't know if you can do it. Many times you work hard, you have the best intentions, and things don't come through. And you have to collect yourself, learn from your mistake, and then start trying again, knowing that you failed the last 5 times. So that feeling is so normal too. You got to resist it. Every time you break through and you step up and you get over times like this where you can't get yourself to do the things you know you need to do, you now create references. Oh, I felt that way before. And you know what? This too shall pass. All I need is a break, whether that break comes tomorrow or a week from now or sometimes even a month from now. I just need a break to push me through, and then I'm going to be back on my groove and be motivated again. Another thing that I do is I try to make my actions, my accountability, to be more powerful than just making myself happy. I think about my family. I think about my family. If I don't do this and I don't succeed and I don't produce, I don't come through for my family, how would I feel? At least I'm going to go down swinging, so to speak. At least I'm going to get up and give my best effort. And I'll take the pressure, the heat, the angst. I'll take that on so that I can spare my family of the pain that will come along with me not coming through. That's what motivates me. Another thing, you know, with my small children, I think about my son, if he were to watch me, because they are watching you. They're taking in things all the time. Whatever the situation may be, I just think, what am I teaching my son, Jace? He's going to be in my position 10 years from now, 15 years from now, 35 years from now, whatever. What lessons am I teaching him about stepping up when he doesn't feel like it, when he isn't certain that his hard work will pay off, when he feels lazy, right? What do I want him to do? I am teaching him those lessons right now in ways that I just make the assumption that he is learning everything from me right now. So when I don't feel like moving, when I have self-doubt, I think about things that are bigger than me. Sometimes we'll do more things for other people so we won't let them down than we will ourselves. We'll take it on the chin for ourselves, but we won't take it on the chin for other people. Those are just some strategies and some things for you to think about when you can't get yourself to do the things you know you need to do. The biggest thing, just remember, hey, we're all going through that no matter what level we're at. So don't think there's anything wrong with you. Persist. Build that mental and emotional strength. Just like building a muscle, you get better and better at this when you face these times of angst, times of challenges, times of uncertainty or feeling lazy, not as motivated as you want to be. Every time you bust through it, you build more muscle. So when you come across these times in the future, you're a lot stronger to handle. Hey, thanks for watching. Hey, you know what? This is just a great time to just tell you, I know what you're going through. I've been through it. I continue to go through it. No matter how long you've been following me and appreciating what I've been able to accomplish or produce, I'm going through the same things as you. It's just maybe at a different level. Maybe I've been chipping away a little bit longer. Maybe I've been on this earth a little bit longer, right? I appreciate you respecting what I do, but I'm going through the same things as you. Just keep on keeping on. I know you wish you could have had this all down years earlier. You think you're behind. It's a very common feeling among men. Just remember, it's not too late to be great. Keep on keeping on. I'm going to be here to support you in any way I can. Send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com, and I'll address your questions right here on a video, and I'll even follow up with a phone call if I choose your question to be answered on one of these videos, so we can talk one-on-one, and I can get down to the details of your specific situation, give you some clarity, give you some objectivity, and that's what I want to do. I want to reward you for helping me produce high-quality content to produce with these videos every single day so I can have a positive effect for men all over the world with these videos. And by you helping me produce that content, I'm going to spend some one-on-one time with you. Have a great day.